Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we are looking at generally cloudy skies. Could be a shower somewhere. We'll have a high in the low 50s for today. Temperature-wise, we go to Kenosha, start things out with a reading of 46. It's 54 degrees in Burlington, it says. Milwaukee, 45 and 45 at this hour in Racine. Got word that the fire department was just out checking on a reported gas smell in the vicinity of between maybe 21st Street and Ohio Street and also Bird Avenue, over not far from our radio station, in fact. Just a few moments ago, they were checking out the report of that gas smell. They made contact, apparently, with a We Energy's repair crew, which is doing some work related to the Spring Street Highway 31 project. And this involves purging the gas lines, and they have to do that so they can start to work on the line. So that might be the smell that might be smelled around the area of 21st Street, Ohio Street, and Bird Avenue. So that's what is going on. The fire department seems to be okay with it. Just be aware of that if you're in the area. In Mount Pleasant, 7th trustee position on the village board. Still haven't got it filled. The trustees talked about it last night, tried to fill it, didn't do it after two times. Village President Dave DeGroote again asking the board to consider the nomination of John Keyes. He was rejected the last time. He currently sits on the Village Plan Commission. Attorney Alan Markovitz said he hoped that the trustees would agree on an appointment because of weighty issues that are going to be coming before the board in the very near future.
It means that highly qualified and highly motivated people typically come from areas of great activity, which could be banking or medicine or law or accounting or architecture. These people are all involved in the everyday world, and inevitably they have acquaintances or friends or business interests that can be at odds with the particular matter. That's why we have a recusal mechanism in this state.
Keyes's nomination, that is, was defeated on a 3-3 tie vote. Then there was a nomination for Dale Steger. He was an unsuccessful candidate in the last election. Same vote outcome, 3-3. About 9 months took it for the city of Racine to hire a new assessor. That was part of the reason on that, the pay grade involved with it, which is lower than most other communities. The Finance and Personnel Committee for the city is now recommending that be changed by the Common Council. The HR officer for the city is Tim Tompkins, said that the assessor's salary is about $12,000 to $13,000 under the starting point of other communities, the job classification also reflecting past city practice on residency.
At this time, that person is now gone, and we have an incumbent in there who is doing the job, but the job and the wages are unfortunately substantially lower than the market. We're asking that we move those wages back to a department head level, so that we can continue to provide the duties of the assessor.
Finance panel told that raising the salary by perhaps $15,000 to be more competitive does not guarantee that other city positions would have to be increased based on the outcome of a pending salary study. The now former Guaranty Bank location on Regency West Drive in Mount Pleasant had a little situation yesterday afternoon related to federal regulators taking over the facility last Friday and it reopening as a Citizens Bank. Police indicate that a man in his 60s allegedly made some threats and refused to leave until his problem was resolved. Reports describe the man as slightly agitated but generally cooperative. The man was given a municipal disorderly conduct citation due to the alleged threats. Guaranty Bank, with 119 branches in five states in Racine County, closures came at the Burlington Walmart, the Caledonia Pick and Save on Douglas, and the Mount Pleasant Walmart, also retail outlets in Oak Creek and in Kenosha. In circuit court in Racine, two men facing charges in connection with a shooting incident on April the 22nd. 18-year-old Isaiah McLaurin, 18-year-old Jordan Jones, facing counts of being a party to attempted first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. This occurred about 10 o'clock at night in the 400 block of North Memorial Drive. The victim told police he was walking on West 6th Street. This group of men approached, identified him as gang members, said they wanted to fight. Well, he refused. He walked away, he said, heard a shot, turned around, told investigators he then saw flames coming out of the barrel of McLaurin's weapon as he fired it again. Jones also accused of pointing a gun at three other people nearby. Victim said he then realized he'd been shot in the leg. Both those suspects, those defendants now, are going to be returning to court next week. And the Village Plan Commission in Summers defers action on the rezoning and land use issues for a proposed mosque at Highway A east of 100th Avenue. That's land already owned by the Islamic Society of Southeast Wisconsin. And the Plan Commission in Summers postponed a public hearing on a request from Racine's A.W. Oaks & Son to rezone for construction of a fleet maintenance building and to set up a temporary concrete crushing operation near Highways E, A, and L. That hearing is now set for June the 12th. Take note that the Adult Education Center at Racine County Workforce Solutions on Taylor Avenue has announced its summer hours. It's a partnership with Gateway Technical College. The center provides GED preparation services and academic computer and keyboarding skill support. The expanded summer hours are now available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. It's open from 8:30 in the morning till 12:30 p.m., Wednesday from 8:30 till 3:30 p.m., in the evening, the center is going to be open from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays, through the end of June. From July the 3rd through August the 17th, the center is going to be open those days from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Thank you, sir.